This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I want to air part of a TV program I was on 12 plus years ago. Hard to believe. Time's flown that past with Jesse Ventura, where we made predictions about everything that's unfolding right now. And then I'm going to come back and get into what really happened over the Christmas holiday with my family, because I want to get the record straight and not what the media just lies about. And then I'm going to hit the really big news on what the globalists have been up to in their underground laboratories and more with their child trafficking rings. So the rest of the story is coming up. Here's part of that Jesse Ventura show.
Jesse Ventura's conspiracy investigators have tracked down the deadly secret behind the elite group that tries to rule the world. When the population gets too big to handle, the solution is cut it down. Now, one of those sources has summoned the governor. Alex Jones says he knows how they plan to depopulate.
Alex, you sounded urgent.
There's an entire agenda afoot to force the population to undergo different type of medical treatments, namely vaccines. We're seeing a medical tyranny being set up, not just in the United States, but worldwide under the UN and the World Health Organization.
Who's behind all this?
The Bilderberg Group. They want a planetary dictatorship so they can carry out their forced depopulation agenda, and they want to do it through the medical system. And that's why vaccines are so important. We know that many of these vaccines turn out to have serious adverse reactions. This is being done by design. They kill you slowly over time. That's why they're called soft kill. And I've got an insider I think you should really talk to, Dr. Rima Labo. But she doesn't live inside the United States because she's so concerned about all the police state developments that are taking place. But if you can get her to come up here and talk to you, she's a medical doctor, she's treated heads of states, and she really understands what's happening on the inside.
Dr. Labo, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank
Governor
you, Governor.
Governor Jesse Ventura, thanks for coming. Now, you've left the United States of America.
Yes, sir, I have.
Why?
I do not feel safe living in the United
really?
States.
Really? Do you want to come in and sit down?
No, sir. I'd rather not.
You'd rather just be here so you can make a fast exit if you have
to. As soon as you and I finish,
you're out.
I'm leaving the country again. Why? Because in a very short time, not today, not tomorrow, but very soon, we'll be facing compulsory vaccination under the mistaken term of voluntary vaccination.
Are you talking to me now about the current swine flu?
I am.
Talking about. Now, what is it about these vaccinations? You think that they're bad?
Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that the World Health Organization has decided that we have 90% too many people. The World Health Organization has been working since 1974 on vaccines to create permanent sterility.
Doctor, the response is going to be, you're crazy. How can you say this stuff?
I show them the documentation.
No, this is pretty shocking.
This process has already been ongoing. To make matters worse, we know that the vaccines that were illegally approved by the FDA contain a substance called squalene.
Squalene, an organic compound used in vaccines to stimulate the immune system and increase the response.
If I inject you with squalene, your immune system will attack the squalene, but then it starts attacking all of the parts of your body. What does that look like when you meet a person to whom that is happening? It looks like Gulf War syndrome. It looks like every joint in the body swollen and intolerably painful and immobilized.
This is in these shots they're going to give us?
It's in some of them, but the U.S. government has a trick up their sleeve.
Which is?
They will induce a pandemic using the nasal mist vaccine, which is a live attenuated virus. That means that if I take it, I can infect you. You're going to get the flu. Everybody around us is going to get the flu. and the United States government, based on their statements that they've already made, will say, oh my, we have a pandemic.
Rarely in life you come upon something that is an absolute 360 win. And this is a 360 win situation for everybody that loves liberty, that loves health, that loves being informed, and loves being free. Ladies and gentlemen, when you buy amazing high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, where you get books or films or water filtration or air filtration, all of that makes you healthier, all of that makes you wiser, and your purchase keeps InfoWars on the air at a time when it's so critical and the world is finally waking up. Help supercharge the Great Awakening even more into the year 2022. Please make the resolution to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Ultimate Bone Broth, our great Vitamin D3 product, Winter Sun, and others, at up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It is a 360 win. The only way to fail is if you don't take action. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com now.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Here we are. I do not have enjoyment talking about my private family problems, but I've always said here on air that I don't have a perfect family life and that I'm not a perfect person and that I'm just like you. All the issues you go through, I have the same issues, in some cases maybe even more. And I try to, you know, be the best person I can in my life, and when I do things that are wrong, I admit to it. And what I've done wrong is not practice what I preach sometimes, because I get so busy. And just because we preach something doesn't mean we always practice it like we should, but we know it's the right thing to do. And so since the media is misrepresenting what happened that became the number one trending news story on Saturday and Sunday, and it's still on the top trending, I think I've never been number one and number two on Twitter. People were calling me about it. I haven't looked at it. I wasn't, like, following it. Sunday morning, I got some calls, a lot of calls. People said, have you seen your trending number one on Yahoo, number one on Google, number one on Reddit, number one on Twitter, and I've got the stuff right here. And number two, that was never before seen. Alex Jones slams Donald Trump over COVID vaccine and emergency Christmas warning. Now, I was happy about that report that Rob Dew and I put together actually on Friday afternoon. We were doing a rebroadcast that day, but I was actually up here working to do that emergency message for Christmas to Trump. And so I'm happy to be trending number two with that, but I'm not happy to be trending number one with the media promoting that to demonize my populist movement, to demonize populism, to demonize the family, to demonize men and women, and to make it the number one story, not just here, it was in Europe, it was one of the top stories, of Alex Jones' wife arrested for domestic violence. The Associated Press called me on Christmas Day at about noon, and they said, what happened? And I said, it was a medication mix-up. And I said, please give us privacy. And to AP's credit, I mean, they did just quote me. But the left just said, hey, Alex Jones' wife beat him up. And then they celebrated it and said it was a wonderful thing and that, you know, too bad I didn't, you know, end up dead. And I'm going to show you those tweets and those quotes here in a moment. And, you know, why doesn't she marry Rand Paul's neighbor and stuff like that? And the point is, if a conservative or a Christian did that, which they shouldn't do that, they would be sued, they'd be shut down, they would be taken off Twitter, they'd be taken off Instagram. But when the left does it, it's cute and it's funny and they're all good. I mean, tweets with 20,000, 30,000 retweets that people sent me, and I'm going to just show you the tweets because I can't get into all the Instagrams and the Reddits. I mean, it's just too much to look at. But I did look at a lot of it because it's so shocking to see how horrible these people are. Because they're against family violence, and, oh, they don't like bad things happening, but they really do. You know, people ask why I didn't talk about Alec Baldwin. I never talked about him. Never really responded. I just said the story doesn't add up. But I said I'm going to wait till the facts come out because I'm not getting off on the tragedy that happened at that event at their set. And I don't think Alec Baldwin tried to shoot that woman. Why the hell would you do that? It's like, why would I try to attack the Capitol and destroy our movement and go to jail? Obviously, I didn't want to attack the Capitol. Obviously, Alec Baldwin did not want to shoot the director and the camera operator or whoever it was he shot. So, I'm a very private person, but just so the record straight, I'll tell you what went on. And when I say it's my fault, I was getting divorced going back 8 years ago, did quite a bit of dating, met my wife, really liked her, dated her throughout the divorce, got her pregnant 5 years ago, got married, and then they say, oh, are you depressed after birth? Here's your psychologist, and without her telling me, she went on psychotropics. They just tell women to do that. She did it. Starts having mood swings, problems. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? She starts changing medications up. Okay, when we have problems after this happens. Totally wonderful relationship till this happens. And again, it's big pharma in the system. And I blame myself for not being home more, not stopping this, not dealing with it. Because we'll go months and months with no problem. And then, oh, my psychologist, they said try this with that. And I'm like, but you've got two psychologists now. Have you talked to them about you're taking these three things? Then she had surgery a week and a half before Christmas Eve. Now it's about 2 weeks. And it was a painful surgery. I'm going to leave it at that. Private stuff. But this is for the media just making up the story they want. And so she had run out of the painkiller she was on. People get cranky when that happens. And she's on these other pills that God knows what they do that she was given by medical doctors. And you didn't even know who she was. Walking into walls, falling down, jumping around, attacking me, attacking others. And this goes on for about 45 minutes. This woman I love, and I call the police saying, hey, she's had a bad interaction, blah, blah, blah. You know, she's already punched me probably 30 times. And people say, oh, where's the bruises? I mean, folks, I'm not bragging, but I've been hitting the head with steel pipes and stuff. I've been blessed. She hit me a lot in the back of the head, top of the head. There were some bruises, but, I mean, I'm tough, okay? And the point is that I ignored all that until some of the more crazy stuff happened. And then she was running around the yard just completely out of her mind. And the police got there, and she knocked two big deputies over. Then they subdue her. Another one, they hog tire. And that's what happened. And I'm not telling the story just to counter that. Alex Jones got beat up with his wife. They're always going to do that. They're going to have bumper stickers. I love it. It's funny, huh? You guys are sick. Actually, I don't love it. But it just shows how sick you are. This is about Big Pharma and every mass shooter basically being on it. And every time, I heard about a guy a few years ago in Walmart in Austin just start shooting random people. And he took Xanax and drank a six-pack of beer. He was in a freaking clown world. He was a video game head that played shoot-em-up games all day, drank a six-pack of beer, took Xanax, and thought he was in a video game. That guy's in prison right now. And he should be in prison probably, but these drugs are out of control. That's the issue. I don't care if you're black, white, gay, straight, old, young, whoever you are. Most of the problems I know about in the world are the big pharma drugs. And you know, going back over the years, now the last 4 years, since she got on this stuff, I'm always like, get off of it. You're happy when you get off of it. And she's like, well, they say the problem isn't this. It's I'm on the wrong thing. And then you get the weird effects of this drug and then the weird effects of that drug. And it's everybody's dealt with it who's got family. Hell, half the public's on some type of this crap. And all I know is that that's the issue here is suicide mass murder pills. That's what I called them on Piers Morgan back in 2013. That's what they are. And it says on the insert it can make you act like a total psychotic. And that's what happened. And These things might help some people. Okay, they have very toxic effects on the inserts, like cancer and you name it. I mean, these are serious chemicals in the hallucinogenic family. And a lot of folks are going to have a great experience on acid. Some people are going to jump off a roof. And so it's the same thing here, and that's what happened. So everybody wants to sit there and make a huge, big, nasty thing out of this. And oh, my God, look, Alex Jones is a loser. Families are losers. Everything's falling apart. And you know what? You're right. America and the world's falling apart. We kill our unborn babies. We've got all these secret military labs and all this illegal stuff going on. We're a fallen group. I'm fallen. I've got problems. And I've never sat up here and told you that I got a perfect life. But you know what? I got four great children. I've had great adventures. And I'd do it all over again because I'm living. And I'm not just going to hide in some apartment by myself and die because I'm scared to go out and live. And so I'm in the arena, and that's the way it is. And I love my family, and I love everybody else. But that's what really went down. You know what? I'll get to the big GMO, genetic engineering news, the biggest ever, at the bottom of the hour. But I want to read to you some of the Twitter stuff and some of the news celebrating family violence, how wonderful it is.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Finish up with my personal issues the media is lying about, so I'm going to get the truth on the record here. The Travis County Police Department were just like 5 platinum stars. The professionalism, what they put up with, was just amazing. And I'm going to leave it at that. And again, my life was wonderful until my wife goes in a month after she has a baby and they say, are you feeling a little depressed, a little down? Why don't you go get this prescription? And that's when the roller coaster started. And I talked to so many people, the same story happens. And that's the system. That's what Big Pharma does. And I'm not saying Big Pharma doesn't have a lot of products that actually work and are great, like antibiotics and things. I'm just saying everybody knows that the worst problems you know of are these damn pills. And the companies that put them out knowing they're addictive and knowing they take control of your lives, it's out of control. So I blame myself for letting this go on. And I finally may have to take off a few weeks just to go absolutely be there and make sure everything gets smoothed out and that she goes to some type of rehab or something to get off the prescription drugs because this is my family. And this is what we're bombarded with. And this is what goes on. And then to see the news, literally the top story, thousands of articles everywhere and people laughing and giggling and just projecting the fake story they wanted that she, oh, Jones got beat up because his wife hates him. No, she was in a complete psychotic break. Didn't know who she was. Doesn't remember any of it. You think a small woman can normally tackle 2 large police officers? I mean, she'd rah, rah, and then like all fall over with them. I mean, this was out of control, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not funny. It's not funny what happens to me. It's not funny what happens to you. It's not funny when there's children involved at the house. And that's why I had to call the police. Because back in old tribal days, if she'd eaten the wrong vine or done the wrong thing, everybody would just take her and tie her down for the night or whatever in the tribe. You can't do that. You get arrested for that. And I'm being sarcastic. But the point is that I had to call the police because that's the way it works. I don't like to. I know the area I live in, Travis County Police. I talk to them all the time at the gas station and stuff. They're nice people. And they're really professionals. And they're, you know, really deserve a lot of credit for de-escalating the situation because... She's just lucky. She's lucky they had a lot of restraint. And again, they understood she was out of her mind. If it was conscious and she was a bad guy trying to hurt them, they'd have really been a lot different. But they understood she was out of her mind. And she wasn't out of her mind till she took these drugs that the system gave her. And that's what this is about. It isn't about me. It isn't about Alex Jones. It's not about my politics. It's about Big Pharma is wrecking our world and taking over and now making us take experimental injections linked to all these deaths and heart attacks and infertility on record and saying that they're going to make us do this to buy and sell and have jobs. It's out of control. Big Pharma is the tip of the globalist spear. So let me hit this. It ties in. Look at these headlines. Woman... inmates seek help as law allows trans women to share spaces in California prisons and rape and impregnate women. Then the headline is, 2 women have baby in prison. That's the system attacking the family and attacking women and attacking gender. USA swimming official quits after trans swimmer competing against women. Biological male winning all of the championships. Now all these new men are coming into boxing, MMA, weightlifting, swimming. This is all just part of the sick takeover. It's not against men that want to be women. It has nothing to do with it. This is about the lie of the scientific system to make us take a shot that isn't a vaccine that doesn't protect us. It's about making us say that a man with genitals, male genitals, can have a baby. No, they can't. I mean, look at this shot right here, and then I'll hit the tweets. This is a thing going viral. It says, vaccinated can spread COVID. A year ago, they said it was a hoax. Now it's true. Vaccinated are susceptible to new variants and reinfection. A year ago, the media said it was a hoax. I told you it was true. Now it's true. COVID vaccines can cause blood clots and other serious side effects. A year ago, it was a hoax. Now it's true. Third and fourth shot was a hoax a year ago. I told you it was coming. Now it's true. New shots every year and a half or half a year was a hoax a year ago. Now it's the truth. Yeah, try 7 a year to 10 a year. Shots for young children was a hoax last year. It was never going to happen. Now it's the truth. Remember, Biden said it would never be compulsory. That was a hoax. Now it's the truth. Total segregation of society was a hoax. Now it's true. Camps for the unvaccinated was a hoax. Now it's true. Unvaccinated able to work was a hoax. Now it's true. Harder access to medical care for unvaccinated was a hoax. Now it's true. Secret contracts between Pfizer and the government was a hoax. Now it's true. It wasn't a hoax back then, and it isn't a hoax now. We were just well-researched. We knew what we were talking about. But let's get to the left celebrating what they hear is family violence. Alex Jones' wife arrested for resisting arrest and assaulting him. Cops asked him, were you assaulted? Yes. Boom. Then she assaults them. They believe it. I mean, you know, that's what's going on here. Out of her mind, what woman charges three police and actually tackles two of them? I mean, it's ridiculous, folks. And so, and I've got cameras at my house. I've got video of it. It's pretty riveting, but I'm not going to release it to the media. So you can just sit there and wish you had it. You're not getting it. But because you lied about what was going on, I'll just tell you my private stuff right there and see how you like it. But let's look at what the scum did. Of course, I'm kind of impressed with it right now. That's not a good thing that happened, but my goodness. I mean, we're talking about a huge story here. The biggest on Christmas 2021. I wouldn't have imagined that. Thanks, Big Pharma. Here's some of the tweets. I'm surprised Alex Jones doesn't get his ass kicked every day. 2,994 likes. To be clear, Rand Paul had the SH-T kicked out of him by his neighbor, Alex Jones, by his wife. Madison Cawthorn by a tree. Did I get that right? Making jokes about I got paralyzed in a car wreck. I guess I'm not for equality and feminism because I don't believe Alex Jones' wife should be arrested for beating his ass. Alex Jones' wife and Rand Paul's neighbor should hook up. Jewish space laser. Mr. Neuberger says Hillary Clinton should bail out Alex Jones' wife and Joe Biden's should pardon her. This was the number one story. Millions of tweets, okay? If I were married to Alex Jones, I'd get arrested too. And it goes on from there. So that's what happens when somebody has a chemical imbalance after surgery and the medication they had mixes together and they literally go to cuckoo world, cloud cuckoo. These people turn it into something else. They're fantasy land about family violence and a man being beaten up by a woman. I don't know. I saw her take on the cops. She probably can't beat me up. But the point is that, ladies and gentlemen, it's Big Pharma at the end of the day is number one to blame. And then I'm the man of the household. I should have stopped this. I'm number two when it comes down to that. And we're trying to get her help and just pray for us, folks. I'm done talking about it. But that's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know. It's just one hell of a time to be alive in this world. All right, we'll talk about the real criminals that the big corporate media are defending and covering up for. We're going to go to the bottom of the rabbit hole with Jeffrey Epstein and his best buddy, Ann Fauci and laboratories murdering black children. So much coming up with Peter Nygaard straight ahead. You better get ready for this.
I have come to you countless times over the last 28 years and asked for your support, and you have come through, and you know who you are. And all that work is building towards the crescendo of 2022. I can say without a shadow of a doubt, intellectually, spiritually, and at a gut level, that all hell has already broken loose, and it's about to get 10 times worse. But this is the time that tries men and women's souls. And this is the time when we're going to all see who we really are. So now, more than ever, please spread the word about InfoWars.com and the articles and the videos. And please keep us on the air while you get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. We have got the best supplements, the best films, the best books, the most informative information, all in one place, thousands of items at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's a win-win because you don't just get great products. You keep the tip of the spear, InfoWars, on air. You keep that light of liberty burning bright on that hill. Thank you so much for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com, and I'll see you in 2022.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I've covered a lot of really sick, evil stuff here on air in the hope that we'll expose it and people will rally against it and stop it. In a lot of cases, we've been successful. It was more than 2 decades ago that I exposed the pedophile islands in the Caribbean, and it was more than 14 years ago that I exposed Jeffrey Epstein as being one of the person running pedophile rings, and we're on record for that. We've gotten credit for that. But back then when I talked about it, I had gotten that information from Ted Gunderson, who'd been the FBI head in Southern California and who was dialed into a lot of really informative people. And when I first knew Ted Gunderson 27, 28 years ago, I respected him. He was a very interesting and very charismatic, very amazing man, but you're having dinner with, you know, this former FBI guy, and he's telling you this wild stuff, and you're finding it hard to believe. But everything I already knew about, he was saying accurately. So I was a big history buff. But then large parts of it, I didn't know what he was talking about. And they're in Northern California, and they worship a big owl, and then they found this dead girl they'd raped there, and polycloths and all this stuff, and it all turned out to be true. It all turned out to be true, ladies and gentlemen. And so here we are all these years later, and this is the sickest thing I've ever covered. And in preparation for this in the last couple days, my brain just exploded with all the other data points that we've researched. And so there's no way to do this justice. And just understand this. Anything I tell you, word for word, write down everything I say, and then you can go look up each piece of this for yourself, and you'll go down a rabbit hole yourself. And here's what's really sick. Almost all of this is in mainstream news, but hidden in the bottom of an article like it's no big deal, because they're just getting you conditioned to it. I'm not here to get you to condition just to accept this. In fact, I was told again by a top globalist one time, I'm going to tell the whole story again for the thousandth time, but Alex, we think you're actually helping us because you're just conditioning people as this comes out. And so they'll be desensitized once it all emerges. But see, now they won't be shut down because they realize, no, the people aren't as dumb as they thought. Because you may have the mass of people that are dumb. There's always going to be a minority of people of every race, color, and creed who see what's going on and who don't want to go along. And so I'm not talking to the majority here. I'm talking to people that actually care. So let me air a John Bowne report. Well, first roll some of the footage of Nygaard, please. This is footage shot by Nygaard himself with underage girls in this plane as young as 16 and 15 years old, flying them to a medical facility in the Bahamas. He doesn't want to just have sex with these underage women. Coming up, we'll tell you what's really going on. See, these girls, these young ladies, these children in some cases, they think they're just going to a party and get some money and get a fancy purse. But look how young those girls are. No, they're being harvested. Harvested. And by the way, that's in mainstream news that we'll show you coming up. As many segments as this takes, we're going to cover it. But what's interesting is you understand is these guys are just setting up hobby shops of what they've already been led into at the big corporate underground facilities. I mean, Epstein and Nygaard had their own giant sprawling labs where they would get women pregnant and bring the babies to term, and the babies would disappear. And that's in the news. In some cases, they wouldn't. Nygaard would have his own child killed, and then all the juice sucked out of its body, its blood, and injected into his veins. His own child. See, it's one thing to kill other people's kid as a vampire. He would do it to his own, and that's in the news. And that's where everybody wanted to hang out with Nygaard, because that's the religion. Here is the John Bowne Report, Elite Child Sex Trafficking Ring. Awareness explodes, and we'll come back and go down the rabbit hole. Viewer discretion is advised.
How many CNN employees does it take to screw in a light bulb? None. Anything screwed in by CNN employees is under investigation.
In just the past week or two, two separate CNN producers have been accused of child molestation. One of them was a man called John Griffin. He was just indicted by a federal grand jury for attempting to, quote, induce minors to engage in unlawful sexual activity. Griffin used to work for Chris Cuomo. He bragged about working shoulder to shoulder with him. We'll leave it there. Then just days after that story, Project Project Veritas exposed another creep at CNN. They published graphic text messages and a video of a CNN producer, apparently CNN producer, fantasizing about molesting a child. Project Veritas said the producer also allegedly sought explicit photographs of that child.
And so it goes. The nauseating CNN story uncovered by Project Veritas opens up the visibility of a larger child trafficking ring that has been clumsily revealing itself due to its own vile arrogance.
He's asked for nudes of mom and daughter several times.
He's asked for nude pictures of your 15-year-old daughter?
Yep, going back to Jeffrey Epstein with the human trafficking and how long it went before it was, actually exposed. And then you have John Griffin, that's human trafficking also. That mother brought those children there. Again, the bottom line is to save this girl. I tried going to the police. It didn't work. I don't know if it's because my history has tainted it or if it's because of who he is. And that's what makes me mad, is that these people with power seem to get away with it.
The Epstein scandal has focused the spotlight on alternate pieces of the international sex trafficking industry due to a tidal wave of whistleblowers and victims coming forward.
Very compelling testimony this morning from Jeffrey Epstein's pilot, Larry Visosky. He went into great detail about how Epstein and Maxwell used his planes to fly all across the country and indeed the world. And one of the key points that he identified is that he identified specific victims that have either publicly come forward previously or indeed one victim who plans, we expect to hear from in this case.
Maxwell ran this household, really. She did the hiring and firing, and she seemed to pull a lot of the strings, even at one point directing employees to complete tasks in a 58-page booklet that she put together. So we were getting more of a narrative of exactly how this operation ran, this sex trafficking operation.
As the parallels to Epstein are unavoidable in the twisted saga of Canadian fashion mogul Peter Nygaard.
The American FBI is now investigating what happened behind the front gates of Peter Nygaard's estate here in the Bahamas. Were there multiple acts of rape, as alleged? Was there an underage sex trafficking ring? For now, this is as far as we can get, at least on foot.
For decades in Winnipeg, Peter Nygaard was untouchable.
10 women have launched a class action lawsuit against Canadian clothing manufacturer Peter Nygaard.
Under investigation for rape,
a number of women claim they were victims of what they call a sex trafficking ring.
For decades, Nygaard has seemed unusually well insulated against such allegations. But now, 125 women have joined that American civil suit.
He's been indicted in the Southern District of New York on multiple charges of sex trafficking minors and racketeering.
Slowly but surely, the elite's industrialized, perverse, acquired taste feeding on children and teenagers will reach a turning point as their straw house built on a system of blackmail in exchange for power begins to burn like wildfire. John Bound reporting.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. That report is Elite Child Sex Trafficking Ring Awareness Explodes. The rest of the story, straight ahead. It's a lot worse. It's a lot worse than what you just learned.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And I say that extremely respectfully. But when you listen to me very, very carefully, we've cracked the code. We understand the globalist mindset. We understand their cult. We understand their agenda. If you've got a corrupt ruling class that is waging war against prosperity, against your health, against your very life, you better learn who your enemy is. Because what did good generals do? What did top generals do? What did the greatest generals do? They learn their enemy. They get inside their enemy's heads. So they've gotten inside our heads real good. They've turned us against each other over what color we are, over what sex we are. They've absolutely deindustrialized us. They've taken us off the farms. They've domesticated us. They've dumbed us down. They've confused us. They've got us where they want us. Well, why don't we talk about who they are? Now, I literally have a stack of more than 50 articles and clips here, and if I have to go the rest of the show doing this, I am going to cover it all, but let's put up on screen, anybody can type this in, Billionaire Club meets in secret to discuss overpopulation. 13 years ago, and then again about 10 years ago, they tried to go public. Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, Peter Nygaard, all of them are in the same group, and say there's too many people, let's depopulate everyone. And they had articles in the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal. Guys, just type it in. Billionaire Club meets in secret to discuss overpopulation. Yeah, there's one of the headlines, Wall Street Journal. And you read, who's there? Well, who's there? Well, it's Warren Buffett. It's Peter Nygaard. It's Jeffrey Epstein. It's Bill Gates. And Oprah Winfrey's famous for what she likes, her and that disgraced Hollywood mogul who's in prison right now for raping all the different women. Harvey Weinstein. And so that's what these people do. That's what they're into, is getting the best and brightest and most beautiful and sucking their essence out. But that's only one level of the spiritual vampirism. Getting a beautiful young man or a beautiful young woman to give themselves to you for a little bit of money and a little bit of fame to sell themselves is the entry door into vampirism, into the spiritual succubus we're talking about. At the bottom of it isn't just killing children. It's keeping them alive and torturing them over long periods of time. They call them art pieces. And if you can torture a child for 20 years, that's, you know, they go to dungeons and they admire people that have been held there for decades and are being tortured in all these different ways. And just the attack on their soul, the destruction of their dignity, this to them is a great work of art. But they found new perversions and levels not even good enough. They would have women get pregnant, pay them huge amounts of money so that they could murder their baby. I'm going to show you mainstream news admitting this in a moment. That's what's incredible, is this is hiding in plain view. But let's show people Oprah Winfrey. Here she is at Peter Nygaard's island, very close to Jeffrey Epstein's islands. And here she is, just some video of her. They're doing her Oprah show from Peter Nygaard's place. And we've got Peter Nygaard with Obama and all the rest of them at his island. But let's just say Obama isn't into the girls. I don't care if it's a boy or a girl. They're underage. You don't get near them. Who wants to anyways? Good Lord. So it's the same story, different island that you've heard over and over again. There it is. But young women and underage girls and children being kidnapped and taken there in some cases, that's to get the businessmen there to have sex with underage girls to then compromise them and blackmail them, just like they did with Epstein. These were two competing scumbags. That's all they're doing. And of course, then what do we know about the facility? He was flying in up to 100 women a week for stem cell harvesting. Yeah, there's Oprah with John of God, who reportedly has sex with little children. I mean, anywhere there's children, Oprah Winfrey is there with all these disgusting mothers that bring their children there so that people can pay to have sex with them. I mean, what a sick thing. Yeah, scandal. Oprah Winfrey's depopulation scheme dashes presidential hopes. Oh, too bad. Oh, yeah, she's the token black lady there, ladies and gentlemen. But let's be deadly clear. These people are well beyond racist. They want to kill everybody. They see a beautiful black woman, a beautiful white woman. They see a beautiful Asian woman. They see a beautiful Asian child. Blah, blah, blah. They want to rape innocence. They want to rape beauty. They want to steal. And Nygaard in these interviews says, I want to live forever. I want the energy of women. That's publicly. Oh, I love young women. I want their energy. And then he has them go to laboratories where they have babies they then hand over to him, and no one knows where they went. Except now it's coming out in court, and all his witnesses are coming out, and videos being released, that he would have the blood and the cells drained of his own child and have it injected into him. A true vampire. Now, I've already laid all this out. I'm going to start showing you the evidence. I mean, if you're a TV viewer, you see me showing the Wall Street Journal. I show you the Oprah stuff. If you're a radio listener, I know the show's even more crazy. People are like, is this real? Like, if radio listeners are listening all on hundreds of stations, they're like, what? You're saying, yeah, we're showing it to you. We're not making this up. And yeah, Prince Andrew's involved. It's all the same people, folks. Why do you think all these CNN producers are trying to set up a bunch of young women with their daughters as young as 7 years old to have sex with them at CNN? Because that's how you get in the club. You don't get in the club. I mean, let me just tell you. You understand. Harvey Weinstein, this came out in court, does not want to give the energy to a young woman of love and passion and caring about her and no, where you give them energy and they give you energy. He doesn't want that. That's God's energy, men and women together, loving each other, to have a child, to build a system. That's holy. Harvey Weinstein would make women get in the shower and his children near get them away. And he'd say, you want that $10 million contract? Suck my hemorrhoids. Worship my fat. Can you imagine? The women would start vomiting. But they want $10 million. And you're like, well, let those young women. Oh, really? Some were as young as 16 years old. They get off a bus in Los Angeles. Now they're in a hotel room with a fat, disgusting blob. And that's all you've only heard about. It gets much worse. Jeffrey Epstein, again, is a pimp. Harvey Weinstein is a pimp. Nygaard is a pimp. The people that do it, and yes, Weinstein does have a vagina. They're showing court sketches of this. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, folks. The point is that these are Renfields. Remember, Dracula's living under the castle. You don't ever see him. When you see him, you're dying. He comes in when he kills. But you got Harvey Weinstein, you got Jeffrey Epstein, you got Peter Nygaard, you got the Renfields, the delivery boys. The delivery boys. Selfish, monstrous pigs. At every level, how do they sap energy? How do they screw young people? When they don't even know the secret of eternal life, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, your soul forever, and the sign of real goodness is that you die fast, you get old quick, you pour it all out. And the left's always like, look at this Hollywood star that's 47. They look much better than Alex Jones. Yeah, I'm in war. I'm scarred. I'm not trying to live forever in this body. I'm fully committed to this. I'm not a person pouring skin cream on me made out of aborted fetuses. I'd rather die than do that. So you look at me, and they go, oh, look at him. He doesn't look young. My soul is young. And all the wear and tear on me is a sign of my striving against this and taking on the pressure and taking on the hate and taking on the pain and holding it on my back because that's what a man does. Not all about the finest meals and the sexiest women and all the empty people and all this crap means nothing. Spiritual unity is what you need with God. Spiritual fulfillment is what you need. Before you go to break. And I'm going to come back and show you Nygaard admitting that he sucks his children dry and injects them into himself. Think about that. And I'm going to show you the video. I'm going to show you the documents. I'm going to show you all of it coming up. You want to know how real vampires operate? They get women pregnant, take the babies, suck all their juices out, and inject it in their filthy bodies.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.